It's Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on? It is already late May, which I cannot believe time has flown. It's been surreal. I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying life. And to be back here in Las Vegas this week with the 2018 Western Conference champions, the Vegas Golden Knights. Congratulations to them. And they move on. They advance to the... Oh, my God. Did a hair... I feel like... I don't know if it was a bug that got in my mouth when I was talking. But so they move on to the Western Conference... Or not the Western... The Stanley Cup Final. And they play for the coveted... The coveted cup. So... Which I will not touch, even in April when I saw it. I just admire from afar. That's the type of person I am. I just admire things from afar. I won't touch it. But the schedule was released yesterday. And despite there still being a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference between Tampa Bay Lightning and the Capitals. So... Yeah, yesterday Capitals win. So they play Game 7 tomorrow, which is Wednesday, May 23rd, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And after that, we'll see, you know, does Vegas play Tampa Bay? And if they do play Tampa Bay, Games 3, 4, and 6 will be at T-Mobile Arena. Now, if they play Washington, Games 1, 2, 5, and 7 will be at T-Mobile Arena. So... Game number one starts next Monday, May 28th, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Now, all the games will begin at 5. And then game two is on Wednesday. Game three isn't until Saturday. Game four on Monday. And if necessary, games five will be on Thursday, June 7th. Game six, June 10th. Which is a Sunday, and Game 7, if it goes that far, Wednesday, June 13th. So if you need to physically take a look at the schedule, it is up on lvsportsnetwork.com, which you can get all the Golden Knights content and coverage, and also Fox Sports 98.9, 1340 AM. Now, what's interesting is if the Golden Knights play the Capitals. I mean, they swept them during the regular seasons. They actually shut them out on December 23rd, and then they shut them out 3-0, and then on February 4th, they beat them 4-3. So that should be an interesting series. And then when they played against Lightning on December 19th, that was their first game, they beat them 4-3, and then they beat them again on January 18th, 4-1. So they've already beaten both teams and swept both teams. So, I mean, that's what's exciting. You know, I love the momentum. I love going out and seeing all these Vegas Golden Knights fans. And I'm sure, I mean, if you do follow me on social media, on Twitter, at Helen Yee Sports, I did say the other day that you know, I've waited my whole life for this, being a Vegas native, and I know I talk about that a lot, but I'm sorry, I'm proud to be from Las Vegas, being born and raised here. And some people might argue that, hey, well, the 1990 UNLV Rebel team, were you there, Bobby? Did you see all that happen? No, Bobby did not witness that. But some people said, well, what about that? Well, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I was born in 1991, so Bobby's like not unfortunate, but so I wasn't there for that. So for people making those comparisons, and I mean, also not to take away from what they've done, because I support all Vegas sports and Vegas teams, but that's college and now you know, with the major league and our very first major league team. I mean, this is huge. And who would have thought, right, Bobby, the beginning of the season. I'm trying to see right now how many people placed a bet in the beginning.
18.
Only 18.
Last I checked over at the Westgate, there are 18 active tickets at 500 to 1.
Wow. That is...
Well, depending on how much money you put on it. But I mean, even $10 is probably a pretty nice little payday.
Yeah, but that is so crazy, huh?
You know, weird things happen. You're bombed. You're in the Westgate. Yeah, I put $10 on the expansion
like just
team.
Just for fun, right?
Oh. Yeah, next thing you know, here you go.
But sometimes I wish my mindset was like that. Oh, hey, this seems fun. Put $10 here.
No, I'm a cheapskate by nature. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, I just bet M&Ms, right? Actually, I bet on pizza with Bobby, which I'll tell you our bet. So Bobby gave me a hard time on this. I think I was at the airport coming back from Winnipeg, which also being at Winnipeg, I have to say, though, well, I kind of learned two things. I mean, aside from...
The word's you know, to Canada, hopefully. I'm kidding.
Their fan base did cheer loudly, but I did do an interview. So, you know, they had their Winnipeg, the whiteout party, right?
Uh-huh.
There was approximately, I think, around 11,000. I wrote an article on that. Yeah. So, and why I wrote an article on that was because within those 11,000 people, I found two Golden Knights fans. Well, they were friends of each other. One of them would do an interview. The other one was too shy.
Uh-huh.
So I interviewed him. And
was it Tommy Rocker by chance?
No.
I know he was there too. He was the guy up front with the silver sequin jacket.
No. This guy's name was Cash.
Okay.
Yeah, but what was interesting was how many people were friendly to him, and all the Winnipeg fans were telling him, hey, good luck, but not too much luck. And then everyone started asking him for photos. Everyone's like, hey, can I? And these are Winnipeg Jet fans, okay?
Yeah. Well, people in Winnipeg don't see a lot of Americans for obvious reasons.
Yeah, but in general, even the police officers in Winnipeg, so they like marched towards him, right? And in my mind, I was like, uh-oh, you know, I'm about to interview this guy, but he may get arrested beforehand. I don't know why, you know, even though I'm like, he's like the only Golden Knights fan, right? Wearing the jersey, everything.
That's why. Yeah.
Yeah. So then they march up to him. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm sweating for the guy. I'm like, uh-oh, these officers do not look friendly. And then, so they just go up to him and they're like, hey, what's up? You know, and start laughing with him and just like, talk to him, and they're like, hey, you're wearing the wrong jersey, but good luck. But they were so cool. Yeah. But, yeah, so it was a cool experience.
I bet.
And
it's Canada. I would imagine it's somewhat chilly.
People are very nice there.
Oh, yeah. One thing I can say for certain, Canadian people.
I never knew that.
To deal with them, incredibly polite, very nice, very kind. I've had to deal with... radio engineers up in Canada like all season, and every single one of them from Toronto to Edmonton to Vancouver and everywhere in between, they've all been super nice.
Why are they so nice? Is it what?
Because
is it something
not,
in the water?
No, because they're not raised. I'm not going to get into a whole political discussion here, but they're not Americans. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
You know, then I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. Well, my point of talking about that story, was the fact that when I was at the airport flying back, I think game one, was that game one when Boston beat
Could
the
be.
Cavs?
I have no idea. I've been just stringing days together lately. I have no idea where I am.
Right? I know. It's all good. But yeah, we're going to take a quick break. When I get back, though, I will be telling you why I kind of want to give Bobby a hard time. You know, he gave me a hard time at the airport. And what he... Well, you tweeted me.
I didn't give you an hard time.
No, not only
airport.
You, but so many people start messaging me. Ah.
Well, they're jerks. I don't know about... I didn't give you no hard time. I didn't even...
No, that I lost... I'm losing a bet.
No, let me clarify this. I didn't even know if we had one or not. That's what I was asking you. I couldn't remember.
I think we did a pizza bet.
I thought that was last time. I didn't think that was this time.
What was this time?
I have no bleeping idea. That's why I asked you in the first place.
Should we have a bet?
I don't know. We're down to 3 games. It's 2-2. You wanna?
Okay.
You got anything good? Can we do better than pizza, though?
Okay, we're going to take a break and come up with something. And then also later on in the show, I haven't forgotten about combat sports. Don't worry. I so love it because I have people, you know, messaging me about it. And International Fight Week, it is almost a month away. Well, less than 2 months away. UFC 226, Stipe Miocic, Daniel Cormier. During a Raiders event last week, I think it was last week or the week before. Sorry. All my days are getting cluttered right now. During a Raiders event last week, I did interview Lee Smith, but I also got a chance to interview Francis Ngannou, who did fight Stipe Miocic in January, if you guys haven't forgotten. So I will be playing that interview. And then rising star, Teofimo Lopez signed with Top Rank Boxing. He is still undefeated, 2016 Olympian. I did catch up after his first round knockout victory last week, so I will be playing that interview as well in the Combat Sports Corner later on in the show. But when we get back, I do have more local sports to talk about, and it's cool to say local now and be referring to major league teams, to all these pro teams, even the 51s, you know, getting their new stadium soon. So what an exciting time to be here and to be a part of the process, and I'm extremely grateful. But like I said, me and Bobby, we're gonna think of, you know, a food bet, or if you can think of one for us, you can tweet me at Helen Yee Sports, and we'll be right back. Wait, Bobby, what are you going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to say maybe we should run over to the comp studio and have to spin the wheel of torture or whatever the hell they have in there.
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll check that out, too. So stay tuned. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
Once again, congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights. The hashtag, it's hashtag Vegas Born, now on their quest to winning the coveted Stanley Cup. Once again, for all Vegas Golden Knights news and info, you can check it out on lvsportsnetwork.com, as well as player interviews, coaches' press conferences, and a lot more. And also articles. You can find the Stanley Cup schedule and everything. So lvsportsnetwork.com, or you can listen to the awesome guys over at Fox Sports 98.9, 1340 AM. Now, there's another playoff series going on, the Western and Eastern Conference Finals in basketball. So game 4 tonight of the Rockets at Warriors starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Right now, it's already game 4. Okay, I was like, wait, am I looking at the right one? So Golden State leads the Rockets 2-1. And then yesterday's game 4, now the Celtics and the Cavs, they're tied 2-2. So, Bobby, I know before the break we were saying, should we try to come up with another food bet? Because last time, and I did post it on my social media, it's probably still on there, when I owed you pizza because the Celtics beat the Cavs. Was it around Christmas time?
Something like that. Yeah. I can't remember.
And you gave it to your dog, right?
I ate some of it, but I gave some to the dog, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's just my buddy. You know, I got meat, she gets meat. That's how it goes.
Yeah, best friends. You know, the two best friends that everybody ever had. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you and your dog enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. And she did. She'd come over here and bark for you, but she's a little busy. So.
Yeah. So, now the series is tied 2-2. I mean, what's crazy about this series, now that Hey, I can talk a bit more
couldn't,
happily
couldn't say
about
a damn
it.
Thing last week, could you? No, yeah, not a, we, no did, we didn't get a peep about that last week, did we? No.
Yeah, now.
All of a sudden, now it's all, well, yeah, now we could talk. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I can end this two or three notes. Looking at the schedule, and I'm doing a dance. Okay, so game one, I was watching that in Winnipeg. I was pretty upset. I was eating pizza, I know. I finished it. It was really good in Winnipeg.
How is Winnipeg like, pizza, by the way? Just for...
It was so good. It almost had me in tears. It was that good.
Aww.
Have you ever ate something that was, like, ate food that was so good that you're
I'm
almost...
glad you clarified food, by the way. I was about to jump on that one. No. But yeah. Okay.
Have you ever tried food that was so good it almost has you in tears?
No.
Serious?
No, seriously, no. Food's food. I don't break into the Italian violins every time I sit down and have some pasta. It's whatever. It's food.
Really? I take a long look at it, and I'm like, wow, I smell it.
No, I'm a guy. We just shove it in. No, don't care. Burger fries. try not to make too many Simpson sound effects when you're trying to wolf it down and stuff. But yeah, no, I wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, Winnipeg pizza was very good. Someone recommended it on my Twitter. I kind of forgot who recommended it, but actually quite a few people recommended that place. It was apparently one of the top pizza places there, and it was really good. And I went to that Tim Hortons place that they don't have it in Vegas.
Right. Is that like a donut shop or something?
Yeah, it was good. Okay, they have good, donuts great. And meal. I thought it'd be like the coffee shops here, where they're kind of cold cut sandwiches, but they had like even chili.
Uh huh.
I was surprised. I mean, like,
oh,
fresh.
In Canada would make sense. I mean, what are you going to give them? Ice cream?
Maybe. They had good gelato.
I'm
going
to take a wild guess that Wendy's milkshakes don't sell super well in Winnipeg. I'm just going to throw that out there. I could be wrong, you know?
That's true. Milkshakes and French fries, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the daytime high? It's got to be like 32.
No, it was pretty nice weather. Surprisingly.
Yeah, not surprising to me, yeah. I mean, you know, I keep seeing Nanook of the North and Eskimos and polar bears and such things. And
polar bears, yeah.
I know, I'm kidding.
That's what I was expecting.
I saw pictures of Winnipeg. It's an actual city. It's not a huge freaking city, but it's a real city. I'm not going to rip on them. They're lovely people up there, so.
Yeah, and the Golden Knights beat them.
No,
up there.
That was a given, but that's beside the point.
Right? No, Golden Knights, seriously, I feel it with, like, everything that they are going to become the Stanley Cup champions. Like, I feel their fire. I feel their hunger.
There is no logical reason I can sit here and explain to you except for the fact that we're all living in a bleeping Disney movie at the moment. And this is how it's going to play out. So go get your popcorn and enjoy the show.
Exactly.
The only thing that's killing me is having to talk about this until Monday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, I mean, it's really to the point now where it's getting to be like Super Bowl hype, where it's like, it's one game. You can only say so much about it, you know? We're now to the point where it's like Thursday media day, where people are just throwing people on the mics because we've run out of things to say about this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so many superlatives you can use for this team and this year that they've had. And then it gets to the point where it's like, well, we've said pretty much everything there is to say. Go Knights, go. That's it. You know, here we go.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow should be interesting. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Oh, that game seven.
Yeah, because it's like, are they getting the home ice advantage or not, right?
Yeah, but that's pretty much the only reason anybody would give a crap. I mean, otherwise, it's just who are you playing, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, Washington and Tampa Bay both have their good, their strong points and their weak points, so we'll see what happens.
Yep. But... So I really wanted to boast for a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Only thing
please,
I boast
getting back to Cleveland Cavaliers, your boy, LeBron.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So game one, I was in Winnipeg.
You're going to hurt my feelings. Come on,
the Celtics blew them out, 108-83.
Meh.
I almost cried during that game. I said, what are they
doing?
Honey,
you
doing?
Only cry
no
about
defense.
Stuff like that when you got money on the game. Don't cry about it otherwise. It's okay. Just keep saying it's only a game, only a game, only a game.
But LeBron, it's his legacy. I need it to make my argument better.
Okay, I suppose. I mean, if you have to have... I forgot. Sorry, woman. Never mind. Forget it.
Game two.
Woman argument, I'm not going to even try to get involved in that. I understand. Go, yeah. Please carry on.
So game number two was on Tuesday. That's when I was at the airport. People started saying, hey, Helen, the Cavs are down 2-0. Celtics beat them 107-94. I don't even know why. Like, in the plane, of course, I'm not getting the game. So I'm smart, right? I'm like, hey, Twitter, who's winning the game? And I get all these
40
messages.
Jackasses all come up with 20 different yeah. scores in different games. And just, see, that's what you get for asking those people.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, they're rubbing it in my face, right? But I haven't heard from those people after game three on Saturday. Cavs blew out the Celtics 116-86 back at their home. And then closed it out yesterday 111-102. Okay, so
what,
now
I'm sorry, what did you close out
the game 111?
Yeah, you even the series, you didn't close anything out, dear. We still have a long way to go.
No, I think Cavs are gonna win.
That's nice.
Yeah,
I think leprechauns are real.
No, because now LeBron, he holds a record for all-time playoffs. Okay.
Uh-huh.
For points, steals, minutes, buzzer beaters, game winners with less than 5 seconds to go, field goals, and points per game.
Uh-huh.
Mic drop.
Eh, I suppose.
And 44 points yesterday, which, like I said, if Cavs want to win, because I feel, I mean, they're the role
players.
You see,
now here's the problem we have. We're talking about two totally different topics here. You're talking about LeBron James, and I'm talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I will give you that LeBron James is arguably, well, not to me, but to others, arguably the best individual player of this decade. No question in my mind, he is totally the best player of this decade.
Yes.
No question in my mind about that. It's the other 11 players on his team that you got to worry about, because you got stiffs like Tristan Thompson.
Stiffs.
And Kevin Love.
Yeah.
Kevin Love should be selling cars. Why the hell is he even in the bleeping league anymore? Kyle Korver, whose best years were like back when Obama was president. First term. You know what I mean?
I love this, Bobby.
But it's the truth, though, isn't it? Your team is. You know, I've got the Boston Celtics. I've got 12 guys that none of you have ever heard of before.
But you guys are a young team.
And they're fighting like hell. You know why? Because they said, Kyrie Irving got hurt. Gordon Hayward or whoever. These guys get hurt. Everybody's like, writing off the Celtics. We're done. And you got 12 guys here. You're like, we don't suck. We're pretty good.
And look at a guy like Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
20 years old. And it was kind of cool the other day. I forgot who tweeted this or put the photo out. But apparently Jason Tatum, when he was like 16 years old a few years ago, was it 16 years old?
I have no idea.
Or it was like 8 years ago. So I don't know, 12 years old, whatever. But he took a photo with LeBron James, and it was like he was this little boy.
Uh-huh.
And then now they're playing against each other.
Uh-huh.
Life is crazy, right?
Yeah, it has its moments.
Unpredictable.
You know, the correlation I'm trying to draw here is you have a hockey team in this town with a bunch of no-name people that all came together under the fact that they were all shunned by other teams. Now, I've got a Boston Celtics team that's 12 guys you've never heard of that are all playing together because they've been written off by everybody in the NBA media.
Well, not the coach, though.
Yeah. We keep talking about the coach. The coach doesn't play.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can tell someone to go out, hey, dunk the ball. And you know what? I got news for you. If he doesn't do it, it doesn't make you look like a genius coach. Nothing against Brad Stevens. Good coach. But you actually have to have the players that play the game on the court to actually go out and win a championship. Now, the way I see things, we've got 3 games here. 2 of them are in Boston. I kind of like my odds. Because I think when they get back to Boston, they're going to do the same damn thing that they did when they did the first 2 games.
But
they're going to let LeBron have his 45 points, and they're going to shut down the rest of these jabronis. That's how it's going to go.
WWE style, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, look at your bunch. Look at your bench players. You know, it's a virtual all-star team 15 years ago.
Yeah, but I do agree with you how they are well-rounded in some ways and not I mean, of course, I know they have their superstars, too, but...
But that's the thing that makes the Celtic team good, is the fact that there are no superstars.
Know,
they're all hurt.
I was just going to mention, like, the Spurs back then, when they had a deep bench, you know? It's like, yeah, I mean, they do have their... Or they did have their, you know, two or three superstars, but, I mean, their bench, regardless which guy you put out there... They were good. You could expect something or expect him to deliver.
Right.
But
not so much with the Cavaliers this year, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do you think they're the worst team? Like,
oh, God, no, not the worst team.
No, not worst team. But I'm saying the worst role players that has been with LeBron on the Cavs.
You know, I've
from
heard,
his first stint.
I have heard that argument, and I think it's getting to that point where they're actually pretty worn down as far as what you're getting for players that want to play with LeBron. Because you got to remember, people are onto his shtick now. You know, I mean, he's been doing this for, I mean, back in Cleveland, over to Miami, back to Cleveland. You know, every February he whines about not having enough players. It's the same bleep with him every single year. So now it's getting to the point where it's okay, you know, do I really want to, do I need the money to put up with this guy? Or should I just stay in Charlotte? Or should I just stay in New Orleans or wherever I'm?
So, but are you saying LeBron's selfish?
I don't know. Is water wet?
He's not selfish.
Oh, are you kidding me? If this guy's
you
junk was half the size of his ego, he'd be in a whole different business. Let's just leave it at that.
But LeBron has the right to be.
Well, and no, he doesn't have the right to be an arrogant jerk.
I can't believe you just said that.
Well, it's the truth, isn't it?
No,
Look, this kid's ego is right at this point. He's achieved everything basketball wise he needs to achieve.
No, he needs to beat Jordan's record, or at least Kobe's record
of what titles. Good luck.
Yeah,
this is it's a different league now. Why don't you try going after Bill Russell's record of like 11 titles? This guy has got a hope and a prayer getting near that. You know, I mean, I just don't see all of this. He needs to have this. The guy's a bleeping billionaire. He invested a bunch of money with Dr. Dre into Beats. He's got $1 billion at this point. You know, who cares? He can go out and buy the Cavaliers in 5 years. Who the hell cares at this point? You know, I mean, he's already going to probably end up with the scoring title. He's going to get whatever rings he gets. He's already, like I said before, the best player of this decade, arguably one of the best players in the league. What more do you need? And if you need more if you need more than that, that's just basically feeding your own ego. And that is what he tends to do.
No, or maybe he just wants to be the greatest player to ever live.
Yeah, but that's a subjective argument.
I know, but so that's why you can't
say... You know, I want to be Steven Tyler, but that's not going to bleep and happen,
no,
is it?
No, but and sometimes a lot of athletes say they're number one. They achieved everything, right? But to maintain that superstar status or level, like they're... constantly setting new goals for themselves, you know?
Sure, but what happens 10 years from now after LeBron retires and some little kid from God knows where in North Dakota comes up and beats all his records? It's inevitable.
It is inevitable, but I'm saying there's nothing wrong with LeBron shooting for the stars, you know, to, accomplish everything, be the greatest player right now.
I'll give you that, but I mean, there's a difference between shooting for the stars with the attitude of, say, a Jonathan Marshall show, or shooting for the stars with an attitude of, I don't know, Kobe Bryant. You see what I'm trying to say? The man does not have the humility, in my opinion, that makes him a likable human being.
He does a lot of charity work. It's because you're a Celtics fan.
No, it's not about charity work. It's about the way you carry yourself and the way you conduct yourself in front of the media basis.
If you want to get into this topic...
Put it this way.
So do you respect Kobe Bryant more?
That's a coin flip.
What about that incident that...
Like I said, it's a coin flip.
Has LeBron ever gotten into that type of stuff?
Do we know?
In
the era we live in, hypothetically, anything is possible. There's all kinds of things people don't know about other people.
Well, I'm sure, you're making it seem like he committed some crime. He's not a role model.
No. In this society, he's a perfect bleeping role model, quite frankly. He's an arrogant son of a, you know, but there you go. You know, look what we got for a president. Anyway, look, I got nothing against him as a basketball player. I'm talking about the way the guy conducts himself.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Well, of course, you're a fan. You're blinded to it.
I'm blinded to it?
Of course. He's your boy. He's the golden boy. He could do no wrong. He could shoot someone in the middle of Times Square and get away
no.
with it.
No. Here's the thing. When he made that quote-unquote decision on TV that first time, did I agree with it? No. That was kind of like,
There was no ego involved in that one.
No, that was ego.
Holy crap. Are you kidding
that
me?
That was ego, okay? But he learned from it.
Yes, yeah. Now he's very humble and humility.
He is. He's not going to do another decision. Now, if he does, here's another quote-unquote bet, right? If he pulls another stint like this, say they don't get past the Celtics, or they get past the Celtics and lose to the Warriors or Rockets, which, I mean, I think Warriors are going to beat the Rockets in the series, but that's just me. So say they end up losing, and I'm going to try to follow up with my sources connected to LeBron James to see where he's going to go this summer after Summer League, and say he announces that he's taking his talents to LA or Rockets, right?
Okay.
If he pulls another, the decision, quote unquote, type of stint to make his announcement, then I'll be like, okay, Bobby, I'm sorry. You're right. Like, I'm kind of embarrassed right now. Like, LeBron, yeah, his ego's way too inflated. But if, say, it's like, and I'm sure this is going to happen, ESPN or something, like, asks for an exclusive sit down with him. You know, like a classy conducted interview, not something where
30 for 30 style.
Yeah. 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 Where it's not like how last time, like he must do the decision. Oh, I'm taking my talents. Oh, we're going to win 7 rings, 8 rings, 9 rings. I remember
all
that.
Yeah, there was that one too.
Yeah. Trust me. I don't agree with that. But
nah, he's not arrogant. Nah.
No, that he was. No, that he was. But that's why when you were telling me, oh, I'm only defending, he can do no wrong. I'm trying to tell you that, in my opinion, he did kind of wrong.
Yeah, those are a few things
here
and there. He's had a few press conferences where he got a little bit snippy, let's just say.
Are you talking about the one where he remembered every single play recently?
No. That wouldn't be snippy. That would be informative. There's a difference.
Yeah, but anyway.
Slightly sarcastic, but yeah, whatever. Who cares?
I
was actually impressed he could remember all that crap, quite frankly. That's that's not bad.
Can LeBron ever do you right? Bobby? No?
You just don't like him. No, it's not a matter of don't like him. He's fine. He's a damn good basketball player. He's, like I said, best player of the decade. You know, it's just my concern is when someone gets to that level and they start listening to the yes men and the entourage and such people. I mean, look at Kobe Bryant. I mean, I saw Kobe Bryant my second year in his league. Nicest young kid, polite, kind, all that kind of stuff. Next thing you know, he's listening to the freaking entourage and all that. His head blows up. Or as the Brady Bunch would say, he got a big head.
The Brady Bunch.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same thing with LeBron James. I mean, all he needs now is a table with a bunch of freaking hats sitting in front of him and sitting there doing this cutesy stuff. He puts one on and takes it off and so on. I mean, that's nothing more than pure bleeping ego. And that's where this kid is now.
Well, sometimes if you're the GOAT, you know. Hey,
I got nothing against that.
Michael Jordan?
What about him?
Is he friendly?
He was nice the time I met him.
I've heard otherwise from other people.
I couldn't tell you. All I know is I met him once. He seemed nice to me.
But I think...
I stole the sweatbands, by the way.
Huh?
The little wristband things he had, I stole those. I admit it now.
Oh,
20-something years ago, but now I can admit it publicly.
I'm not affiliated with Bobby.
I'm just sitting across the table talking to him. You're not affiliated with me at all.
I was
joking.
Tell
me that about 5 minutes or two next Tuesday when you want to do a show. You're not affiliated with me. Okay. I'll be home.
No, I said that because you just admitted to stealing something.
Oh, I used to be a nasty little thing, honey.
Okay, that's for another show, another day.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just talking about, you know, petty theft and such things when you
were
a child.
Okay, I don't know thieves. So
you never shoplifted anything when you were a kid?
No.
See, now that explains a lot right there.
Once I broke a mirror on accident, I think I was 6 or 7 years old.
Was it in a store?
Yeah. I accidentally touched it and the mirror broke. That's probably why I have bad luck in, like, I don't know.
That would have been a long time ago, dude. Yeah. 7 years goes out pretty easy.
I know. I was just kidding. But
I have no idea.
Yeah, so I'll never forget that day because I was sporting a bowl cut. I was like 6 or 7. And my mom, she hurries. She looks at me, runs to me. She's like, she starts yelling at me like in Chinese.
What are you doing? Naturally.
Blah, blah, blah. What are you doing? You broke that mirror. Never touch anything again when
ever.
We go
in your
out.
Entire life.
Yeah,
don't ever
when we
touch
go out.
Again.
And it's called waste of money. I'm more nigga. nigga champagne. You know, that picture. Waste of money. I'm more. And then
I haven't got the slightest idea.
Yeah,
what
so
you're
that's
saying.
Mandarin. So she's,
okay,
you know,
well,
yelling
you
at me.
Good, good.
And so after that, I was like super afraid and will never touch anything.
Well,
in
at least
public.
Your parents
like,
were Portuguese.
I still get flashbacks.
I was gonna say at least your parents weren't Portuguese. If you're Portuguese, that'd beat your ass all the way out of the store.
You know what?
I'm telling you, those Portuguese ladies, they take off their shoes, they'll beat the crap out of you with those things. So all the way out the store. Yeah, yelling at you in Portuguese.
Have you
time.
Ever gotten beaten?
Of course.
Out?
Are you kidding me? God, my grandmother could throw a shoe at me from 30 feet away. No problem. And then when they graduated to clogs, oh, that was the end of it, man. You know, nowadays that'd be called child abuse. You know, back then it was funny.
Yeah.
I remember my grandmother picking up a shoe, and she's on the second floor porch. I'm talking crap walking down the street. She picked up the shoe, threw it at me from 30 feet away, bang, right in the back of the head.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's not good.
I had a shoe-throwing grandma, I'll tell you what.
Oh, I saw my grandma yesterday.
Yes, I know.
She's
I saw the picture. This is her birthday, like yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, well, she recently turned 90 not too long ago. One of the strongest women I know, and positive. At one point, she was fighting for her life. Mm-hmm. But she said, and this is her words, she thought she saw, like, she was on the way, you know, to never coming back. And then all of a sudden, she was like, no, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to fight because I want to be there for my son, which is my dad. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, healthy, happy, like she's strong mentally. And I'm like, dang. And this woman, but the key to her strength too is she never stops learning, always wants to read books, always challenges herself mentally.
There's a good hint for you people out there. Always keep learning.
Yes. So I definitely need to go to the library. But anyway, I know we're kind of behind. I said in the combat sports corner, I do have an interview with Teofimo Lopez. So when we get back from a quick break, I'm going to play that interview and then talk about the Francis Ngannou one. So stay tuned. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at City Boxing Club, being joined by the rising star and 2016 Olympian, undefeated with top rank, Teofimo Lopez. Now, congratulations, first off, first round knockout victory, and your celebration dance that's garnered quite a bit of attention. Yeah. Can you kind of talk about that?
It was a Fortnite dance. It's a video game that's worldwide. Yeah. And I decided I've seen soccer, I've seen, you know, basketball, they've done it and everything like that, but they haven't done it in boxing. So I was like, this is my chance, it's on ESPN, this is my opportunity to go out there and do something different. And that's what I did.
So was that kind of planned beforehand?
Absolutely. I planned everything before it. You know, I knew I was going to drop the dude, but I didn't know it was going to be that fast. But, you know, it's boxing. You never know what could happen. And I planned it. Once I got to the neutral corner, I seen the doctor wave it off, and then that's when I started dancing.
And is it safe to say that we will see more of that dance? Like, will that kind of be the Teofimo, the signature victory dance now?
Yeah, you'll never know what's going to come. That's the whole thing I bring to the table. There's always going to be different celebrations, and July 14th is my next one, so we'll see what I have planned on that one.
So your next bout is already scheduled.
Yes.
Do you have an opponent yet?
I do have the opponent. The contract's not signed yet, so it's still under, you know, we're still doing business and everything. But I can't say it as of right now. I know who it is. Good opponent. Yeah. It looks good on me. And I will be the co-main event on that fight. It'll be in New Orleans.
Oh, in New Orleans. When do you think that bout will be signed and everything will be official?
They're saying in June.
Okay.
They're saying in June, beginning of June. Yeah. And then from there on, yeah, then I get to announce it and say everything. But I am. My next fight is July 14th. It will be on ESPN Live, and I will be the co-main event in New Orleans.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like your career, since I first met you, I believe you signed with Top Rank October 2016. I mean, you've kind of taken, you know, the fast track. Last year, you fought six times, and you're only 20 years old, and now this will be your third fight this year, the one in July, right? Mm-hmm. So is everything going how you expect it, you know, or is there anything you would change so far?
No, everything's going actually a lot better than I would think it would be. Top Rank gave me six fights, you know, more than I needed. And I took advantage of all of those. My 10th fight is going to be a co-main event on ESPN. So Top Rank's doing really great things with me. Like I said, I will become world champion by the end of 2018 or the beginning of 2019.
And how many times do you see yourself fighting this year?
We don't know. You know, the way I perform and everything, a lot of the fans want to see me fight. It could be anywhere from, you can see me fight maybe, this will be my third fight coming up. You probably see like three, four, five more times, like four more fights. Yeah.
I mean, and considering you just came out only first round, you know, it's like you barely got touched.
Nah, I didn't get touched at all. And but that's the whole point, you know. I prepared myself real good on this fight. My next one is a 10 rounder, so we got to step it up. And I know I'm gonna be ready for it.
And for that being a 10-rounder and in the co-main event, I mean, like I said, since ESPN and Top Rank have that deal together, your fights will all be on ESPN. But how will training and preparation be different for that?
Just a lot of conditioning.
Yeah.
The main thing about boxing is all conditioning. I have all the tools to do what I need to do. This is all muscle memory. Hitting the bag is all muscle memory. But conditioning, that's our main thing. That's our main goal. And that's what I did this camp. We changed a couple things. Things that we used to do back in the amateurs, we brought it back, and it worked out perfectly. My first rounder knockout.
And speaking of the amateurs, like I mentioned, 2016 Olympian, how much do you think being in the Olympics and being an Olympian has prepared you for your pro career?
It prepared me a lot because if you look at it, the Olympics is the highest pinnacle you could reach in the amateurs in boxing. So that right there, I accomplished that, and that's with experience. So 170 amateur fights, it'll take you that way and that route to basically do what you do. But not many people have it like that. You know, I've learned from sparring multiple guys, great champions like Sean Porter, Regan Diao, you know, Luke Campbell, things like that, and they all taught me little by little as I was growing up to it. Now I'm just where I'm at now.
And speaking of sparring, someone that's kind of made some noise, you know, I'm sure you can already guess. I have to ask you about Devin Haney. He just beat Mason Menard. You know, what did you think of his fight? And also, I mean, is there a lot of bad beef, you know, between you guys?
There's no bad beef at all. I mean, we just say the truth, and if they take it as is, you know. Devin Haney, I didn't watch his fight, but congrats on him on his victory. You know, I just wish nothing but the best for the kid, you know, but if we fight, we fight. You know, one thing his father did say, though, after we sparred and everything was, they won't fight us unless it's for millions.
Wow. So do you see maybe a potential?
Listen, it's boxing. It's the business. I mean, if it comes down to it, it comes down to it. If he keeps winning, I keep winning, and we make it where it's exciting to watch, then absolutely it will happen. I don't duck or dodge nobody.
And what are some other names, though, that can catapult you to that position where you want to be, which is eventually fight for a title ASAP?
Any of the guys that are in my way of becoming world champion. I don't think Devin Haney's in my way of that. I think he's just somebody that people want me to see fight. But he's not really my goal to become world champion. I don't think he's in that spotlight for me to I have to move him to the side in order to get the world title. Basically, anybody at 135, I want all the world champions. Lomachenko just won the WBA title.
What'd you think of that?
Congratulations to him. Yeah. You know, he did what he had to do. You know, I didn't watch the fight, but you know, at the end of the day, this is boxing, and I just want to beat the best that that everybody says that is the best.
Now, Teddy Atlas said he would like to see Lomachenko and Mikey Garcia fight. What do you think of a potential fight between them?
I think it's going to be a good fight. I think that would be a better fight than him and Leonardo's. Mikey Garcia is a lot smarter, and he's crispy with his punches. And you know, it was the first time Lomachenko went up, and he got dropped. He got dropped. So, you know, so imagine. So let's see how things go and play out. Hopefully the fight does happen for the fans. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about you guys, so, yeah.
And what do you think of Mikey Garcia, though, and his style?
Mikey, he's a big dude. He is. He was probably 200 pounds when he was off, when he had a long layoff before he signed again and started getting active again. But he's a big dude. Comes forward. He likes to fight. That's one thing I like. I like a challenge, and he has a good jab.
Yeah, and speaking of Lomachenko, though, I mean, a lot of people kind of say, well, right now he is the number one pound-for-pound fighter. Do you see, when you watch his style and his technique, do you see a lot of holes in his games or where, if you were to fight him, what you could capitalize on?
Yeah, of course, but that's something that the fans got to see when it happens. I can't give you guys the blueprint on things, but fighters like that, there's a couple things you could catch up on them. You could, it happened with Leonardo's when he was jumping in.
Yeah.
So it's little things that people might not know, but this that you could defeat a fighter like that. So.
And what about someone else who just fought, and he is a young prospect as well, Ryan Garcia? What do you think of him?
You know, Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, the list goes on and on with these. Shakur Stevenson, the list goes on and on. You know, we have, it's a great generation coming up right now.
It is.
It is. Honestly, it is. Can't lie about that. But now, when we talk about levels, it's just different with me and how everybody else is doing it. And whether they like it or not, it's the truth. Nobody's doing the, nobody's entertaining the crowd the way I am. And not only do I get the job done, it's how I do it. Ryan Garcia and everything, they hype. It's a lot of hype. They say I'm a hype, but I back it up. And I'm doing it the right way, and I'm doing it. You know, I work too hard for this. So when they mention all these other prospects or all these other guys, I feel like it's a disrespect towards me.
Yeah.
I take it as that.
But is there someone that you looked up to growing up or someone that you kind of strive to model your career behind?
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather, Mike Tyson. The way Mike Tyson was when he was in that ring, just an animal, hungry, wanted to take your head off. Floyd Mayweather, the way he was in the boxing business and the way he was just overall. He didn't win just the boxing fans. He won everybody in the world. So that's one of the main goals you need in order to make the 100 mils and all that. It's things like that. So they all paved the way for us, this new generation coming up. So I'm just grateful. I'm just taking everything right now, and I'm just enjoying every moment of it.
And lastly, though, can you kind of talk about the relationship, you know, with your father? Because yeah. I know you guys are always so close, and I know after your fight, I mean, he was hyped up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My father, he is, they even did the post-interview, and it was crazy. I had to tell him, calm down. My father, he just gets excited when we talk about boxing. He's crazy. But everything he says, I always back him up. That's my guy. That's my right hand. So me and him together 15 years in boxing, you know, my whole life with him. I'm just grateful to have somebody like him. We just click. He's like, we're like one soul. So we know one another. He's seen me at my best. He's seen me at my worst. So he knows what else I could do. So, you know, and it's the best thing.
And he always has your back.
Always. Yes. Always.
And lastly, what do you have to say to your fans and what they can expect from you this year?
This year is the takeover. That's what it is. To all my fans, you know, just tune in. July 14th is my next one. Big fight. You know, great fight. It would look great on me, on my record as well. And it's just, I'm going to do what I have to do. I'll be the co-main event on ESPN live July 14th in New Orleans. It's the takeover. You guys just got to keep watching, support me, and remember I fight for you guys.
And maybe a Fortnite dance as well.
Of course, a Fortnite dance. And you know what? I should tweet that. See what they what type of dance they want me to do next.
True. What other ones do you
do? I have Flipping Sexy. which is more like a backflip, but you turn into laying down, which is cool, but I gotta practice it. I could do it. They have the floss. They have shoot. They have a lot of dances. They have a lot. That was just the main one.
And Teofimo Lopez will be fighting William Silva in New Orleans on July 14th. That has been announced. But like I said, throughout the week, you can always catch all the up-to-date news in sports on lvsportsnetwork.com, as well as the Golden Knights, as we all kind of eagerly await their next opponent to play in the Stanley Cup Final, which game one, though, regardless of who wins between the Lightning and Capitals, game one will take place next Monday, so less than a week to go, on May 28th. And you can always tweet me or follow me on social media at Helen Yee Sports. As always, I appreciate all the continued support. I will play the Francis Ngannou interview, the UFC heavyweight, next Tuesday. So stay tuned for that and have a beautiful Tuesday.
Go Celtics.
Go Caps.